From here, the video is grainy, the details hard to make out. His father's face is dim and blurred, but it's still obvious when he reaches up to adjust his glasses. "To get down to business, if indeed I've gotten myself killed, you need to know how Elsinore works." His father rolls out a map, smoothing it over the desk he is sitting at. "Tread lightly," his father warns. "Some rooms are more dangerous than others." The camera shakes as he angles it downward. It's more of a blueprint than anything, and Hayden understands that he is looking at Elsinore's insides. He takes a step closer. The blueprint is utterly strange to him, disconcertingly so. Phantom halls stretching out into what he once thought was empty space. An entire room on the third floor, never before known to him. "There's a lab in the basement. I've kept it entirely private. It's not on any of the maps. There should be samples of the Sisyphus formula in there. Make sure they don't fall into the wrong hands. The room is passcode locked, labeled Supply Closet P28. "Now listen closely," he says, leaning in. "The wrong code will fill the room with nerve gas. So..." His father shrugs good-naturedly, the corner of his mouth twitching in slight mirth. "I'm sure you don't want to accidentally stumble into that. Everything I want to protect is in that lab. The code is 5882. It's yours now, Hayden." Hayden's fingernails dig into his palms, anger thrumming in the line of tension running from wrist to elbow. What else had his father hid? "I have one last request," his father says, solemn. "If this was malicious, once you're sure the research is safe, find who did it. And I hate to ask this of you, Hayden, but..." He blinks once, backlit, mouth still curved in a soft smile. "Help me return the favor."